Live from the IEC's Results Operations Centre in Pretoria, the topic of the day is without a doubt the occurrence of double voting. With widespread concerns being shared among various parties, Black First Land First, or BLF's national spokesperson, Lindsay Maestor, states that double voting could be used by white monopoly capital as a means of keeping the party out of parliament.
Look, our approach to electoral, mainstream electoral politics has always been that it is a place that is controlled by those who want particular outcomes and interests for the parliament to maintain itself. You know, we are a black party, blacks only party. So all irregularities automatically mean that they would necessarily go against us to control. So when it comes to double voting, we know it's a possibility. This has been canvassed yesterday when we had the media session. And it's a real possibility. Many people have come forward and shown that that is a real possibility. So we know that this has occurred. It has affected political organizations, particularly like ours, noting that white monopoly capital proxies did not want Black First Landers to be in parliament. But at the same time, we are a revolutionary movement, so we consider this one side of struggle. And we understand now better, this is the first time we're contesting election, how this plays out, how you must control your votes and the different challenges you get through party agents and also making sure your machinery is correct. So we learn from this experience. And we know the sinister motives of white monopoly capital, not only in the construction of the electoral politics, but also outside, as you've seen in courts and so forth. So we are a little bit challenged by the processes, but we can remain proud that we can represent an authentic black voice in the electoral space, after DA, AfriForum and Freedom Plus tried to have us banned. And we're still hopeful that the machinery that we've put in place in terms of the electoral process and our votes and so forth can carry us over the line. But irrespective, we take the lessons, we will do better, and most importantly, we'll continue to fight for black liberation in a society that is essentially now white first.
Very good answer. I was just wondering now, you've just had a meeting regarding this particular problem. Is there any kind of consensus going on in that room at the moment?
You see, there's two questions around this. There are people who think of electoral politics in a very simplistic fashion, where they won and lost. Black people, we're Black First Party, we are permanently lost in a white supreme society. So we're very mindful of the fact that we do not want to be part of some conduit that maintains or benefits white parties for white interests. We understand that all these parties are controlled by white people. They are funded by white people. Bidfest pays for ANC, Mazotti pays for EFF, you have parties like Freedom Front Plus, DA, and so forth. The question is, how do we balance the integrity of the institution or of the IEC and the electoral process with fighting for a black first position? We're not just going to jump into an alliance with white organizations who want to rerun so they can have a greater hegemony. It's never going to happen. We are principled black first, and we will learn from this experience and continue to champion the interests of black people within the anti-black society.